Hallelujah. Amen. Let us close our eyes and look upon the Lord. Open our hearts to God. It's God's time to speak to us and to minister to us. We're going to ask the Holy Spirit to minister to us today. We want a word from the Almighty, not from a man. Because word from Almighty will change our entire situation. If our heart is ready, if our mind is ready, then I believe, I know, my Master is ready to deliver the awesome words. Holy Spirit, Lord. Holy Spirit, Lord. Let us prepare our hearts. Let us prepare our mind. Let us allow the Holy Spirit to speak to us. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for this beautiful day. God, we know that this is our day. And this is our season, God. Everyone who came today, Father, you're going to bless them. You're going to fill them with your words. And all of us, God, we know that we're going to see your glory, and we're going to experience the new power that you're about to release in our life, God. So God, I pray, we're allowing you, God, minister to us, speak to us, Lord, let your name be glorified, in Jesus' name. I ask and pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, brother. Can everyone say amen? Hello? Can everyone say amen? Hallelujah. All right. I'd like to thank Pastor Sam for this great day and for his family and also for his elders and church members as well. And I thank Brother Bob for his kindness. Thank you so much, Bob. May the Lord bless you more and more. Today, this is what the Lord wants me to share to all of you. Look at God. Can I get a hallelujah? This is what the Lord wants me to share. God is saying, look at me. Don't look at your situation. Don't look at your problems. Don't look at your failures. But look at me. This is what God is saying. But when we look at God, your failures will disappear. Can I get a hallelujah? When you look at God, your problems will disappear. Amen. When you look at God, you will see a great blessing in our lives. Why we are still struggling? Why we are still don't see that great breakthrough in our lives? Because we fail to see God, but we are focusing on the problems. We are not looking at God, but we are looking at your problems. We are looking at your family, you're looking at your situation, but we have failed to look at God. Can I get a hallelujah? But today, this is what God is saying, look at me, where your deliverance comes. Look at me, God is saying, where your breakthrough is ready. Can I get a hallelujah? My dear brothers and sisters, if you want to see a great blessing in our lives, if you want God to transform your life, then the only key is to look at God. Don't look at anyone, don't look at your problem. Amen. You see, we may be small in number, the Lord has empty chairs, but we are still looking at God for the breakthrough. And it will happen. As I mentioned the other day, when the new souls will come in, when the existing souls are correct and right with God, then automatically the new souls will come into the sanctuary of God. Can I get a hallelujah? So indirectly what I'm saying, unknowingly, we are sometimes obstacles for the new souls to come into the sanctuary of God. Without realizing it. Without understanding, we are not understand what we are doing. This is what I will say to everyone when I see, I say, son, brothers, sisters, God is depending on us. God is depending on you and me to build his kingdom. God is trusting you and me to fulfill the task, the plan that he has started. Amen. Then why we are not doing God's ministry? Then why we are not fulfilling his desire? Because it is not that we don't want to. It is because we got so much of problems. Because we have so much of things to fulfill, a lot of things to do. So we could not focus into God's ministry. You see, this is the plan of the devil. This is the plan of Satan. He's diverting our mind into something else. He's diverting our heart to something else because he knows if we stay focused on God, then we will prosper. We fail to understand, but he does. He knows. So he brings all obstacles for you not to grow in the Lord. The only key. Brother, I need you, brother. I think Brother Alex, I think. What's your name? You. Yeah, please come. Because I want the Holy Spirit to minister to us today. Can I get a hallelujah? So God is saying, I'm going to change the situation. God is saying, I'm going to remove all the hindrances. In order for God to do so, my dear brothers and sisters, we have to stay focused. We have to look at God. You see, God is ever ready to do things for us. If we fail to do the first step, then, gee, brother. If we fail to do the first steps, then the rest of the steps, God can't do. We have to understand. God say, you do what you want. Do the first step, I'll bring the changes. You see, the first miracle that God did, in the book of John chapter 2, God turned water into wine. There's lack of wine in that wedding. There's some issues in the wedding. But now God has to do some miracle. So God said, call all the servants. Bring those jars. Fill their water. Bring that water and give it to the master. This is the instruction was given to the servants.
And Bible say they obeyed. When they obey, no question asked. Nobody asked the Lord Jesus, God, we need wine, not water. No one asked him anything. No question asked. They just obey completely. You see, sometimes for us to receive the great breakthrough, we may not understand his plans. It is not easy to understand God, my brothers and sisters. It is not easy. Even though you don't understand his plans, let us walk according to his ways. You will see that water will turn into wine. Can I get a hallelujah? You see, when they brought their jars, when they filled water, it was just water in the jars. When they dip and took water, it was still water. But when they act on it, when they pass that cup to the master, I believe water turned into wine. So God is saying, I'm going to change. My dear sister, come on, stand please. You understand Tamil, English, Singhalese, anything? Tamil. Hallelujah. Sada tannirai kathar thraatsa rasam maatha virumbraru. அதுக்கு நம்ம செய்ய வேண்டியது என்ன தெரியுமா? என்ன சொல்றாரோ அதை செஞ்சா போதும். Surely and definitely God will change. God is ready to turn that water, the ordinary thing into extraordinary. How this will happen? What to do now? Don't do more. Don't do less. Do what exactly he says. Can I get a hallelujah? God will change the situation. This is what God is saying I'm going to do. Look at me. See, when I started my ministry at the age of 22, I learned something from God. When I started, I thought, okay, I want to do ministry like Apostle Paul. When I read the history of Apostle Paul, oh no, I'm not going to do ministry like him. No way. Hallelujah. Because earlier life was not good. Then I said, I want to do ministry like Abraham. When I read his history, from Genesis 12 to Genesis 22, Abraham committed 7 sins against God. I said, no, I can't do things like Abraham. Then one after another, then I said, I want to do ministry like Samson. When I read the history of Samson in the book of Judges chapter 13, from Judges chapter 13 to Judges chapter 16, his life gone. Then I knew Samson is a useless fellow. Come on, brothers and sisters, we have to understand what scriptures is saying. Everyone wants to have his name, Samson. There's nothing great about Samson. He's a useless fellow. God called him to fulfill a great task, but he failed. But thank God he repented. Thank God he repented. And he cried to God, say, God, have mercy on me. As I was studying and studying every man of God in the scripture, from Genesis to Revelation, no one that I can follow. The only man, the only apostle, the only preacher, the only evangelist that I can follow is the Lord Jesus Christ. Can I get a hallelujah? And I learned something. When I fix my eyes on God, when I fix my eyes on Jesus, my ministry will prosper. No matter what hindrances I see, no matter how people come against me, my brothers and sisters, if you stay focused on God, God will change your situation. Today, this is what God is saying. I'm ready. Are you ready? If you people are ready, then God will change the situation. Not tomorrow, not later, now. If you believe it will happen, now. Can I get a hallelujah? Let us turn to the book of Acts chapter 3. The book of Acts chapter 3 verse 1. One day Peter and John. Thank you, brother. One day Peter and John were going up to the temple. Thank you. Thank you means you stop playing for now. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, brother. Wow, you need to understand my code word. Sorry. One day Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer. At 3 in the afternoon. Now a man who was lame from birth was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful. You see, those days, temple is so big, so huge. And temple, we have so many gates. And this man that could not walk, somebody carried him to the temple. And they placed him one of the gate called Gate Beautiful Gate. This man, you see, my topic is look at God. That's what I'm sharing. This is what the Lord inspired my heart to share. So they carried this man and put him at the beautiful gate. This man sitting in the beautiful gate, but nothing beautiful in his life. Can I get a hallelujah? Sometimes our names and our life, there is no related at all. Amen. Maybe your name is Grace. If anyone Grace, please don't get me wrong. If your name is Grace, unfortunately, there is no grace in your life. Which church you are going? I'm going to the revival church. Unfortunately, we are going to the revival church, but there's no revival in our lives. We're worshiping the Redeemer, the powerful God, but nothing powerful things is happening in my life. Why? Why? You see, many times we see other people get blessing. Many times we see other church are increasing, numbers are increasing. We see other families are happy, but nothing is happening in my family. Why? This man sitting at the beautiful gate, but nothing beautiful is happening in his life. Hallelujah. You see, God always loves to bless us. This is the truth, my brothers and sisters. This is the truth. The life from the devil is different. Poverty does not belong to the church. Can I get a hallelujah? Poverty does not belong to the people of God. This is not the will of God at all. God wants to bless us more and more. This man sitting at the beautiful gate, nothing beautiful is happening. He born as a lame man, so he thought, I will die. That's it. This is my life. This is my end. This is how I'm going to be. Every day sitting in the temple and begging for money. This is what he is doing. And Bible says they carry this man to the temple. When they carry this man to the temple, this man sitting in the temple at the beautiful gate, but looking at men. Can I get a hallelujah? Can I repeat that again? You see, this man sitting in the church, this man sitting in the temple, but looking at man, you will never see breakthrough. This is what is happening. We are coming to church. We're worshiping God. We are listening to God's message, but our focus, our mindset are not on God. We are looking at man all the time. We are looking at the situation all the time. Can I get a hallelujah? This is what this guy is doing, sitting in the church, looking at people. We will never see the breakthrough, my brothers and sisters. We will never see the great blessing from God because we are sitting in the church. But we are looking at people. We are looking at situation. We are looking at pastors. Can I get a hallelujah? One day a mom went to his son and said, son, today is Sunday. And it's 9 o'clock now. Can you get ready? We need to go to church. And the son said, no, I'm not coming to the church today. Why, son? Nobody likes me in the church. Hallelujah. And I know I don't like anyone in the church as well, so I'm not coming to the church. Amen. And the mom says, son, you can't say that because you are the pastor for the church. Fix your eyes on God. You see, we are coming to church not to please this man of God. That's not the idea. That's a wrong idea. We are coming to sanctuary. We are coming to God's place to worship God, to praise God, and to give back whatever that we receive from him. Can I get a hallelujah? So we are here not to please anyone, but to please the Almighty. When we come with that mindset, when we come with that heart, church will grow. Church will grow. Can I get a hallelujah? And don't sacrifice God for anything. Hallelujah. Most of the time, we are sacrificing God for something. You can sacrifice anything for God, but don't sacrifice God for anything. Can I get a hallelujah? You see, every month, past five, 6 years, non-stop, every month, I'm flying somewhere. I'm going back on the 3rd of September. Back home, I'll be with my family 10 days, then I fly back to India. Then I come back, another 2 weeks, I'm flying back again. And I come back October, end of October, 2 weeks with the family, then I'm flying to Qatar. And I come back 2 weeks with the family. I'm flying to New Zealand. Can I get a hallelujah? Why I'm doing all this is not because I'm a superhero. Not because I'm a good preacher. Nothing doing. Because I have a task to finish. God has given me a task to fulfill. So this man sitting in the church, looking at people for blessing. You see, I came from a Hindu background. I want to share my testimony. I came from a Hindu background. We do not know about the Lord Jesus Christ. We thought Jesus Christ belongs to the whites. Hello? We thought Jesus Christ belongs to the Western country. So I came from a Hindu background. We got so many gods to worship. You know, the Hindus, we have 3 million gods to worship. Hallelujah. 3 million gods to worship, so many. So I was in the temple worshiping. Every morning I would go to the temple singing songs and all that. And we had the small altar in the house. And we had all the idols' picture. And also we had the picture of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thinking that this man is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. But that man is not Jesus Christ at all. So we have all the pictures with the picture of Jesus Christ as well. My dad is a gangster in the city. When they mention my dad's name, the whole village will be vibrating. This is the truth, my brothers and sisters. Everybody is scared of my dad because he's a real gangster, a mafia at that particular village. And he has gone to all prison in Malaysia. Most of the time, when I was in the age of 11, 10, I still remember I only visit him in prison. Every year, the festival time, Hindu festival time, the prisons will allow the prisoners to meet their family. So only once a year we'll get to meet my dad in the prison. This is what I know. He was in and out for prisons. He was in and out from prison almost 17 years. Because he was in and out from prison, he was start to smoke drugs, heroin. What is my topic for my sermon today? Look at God. My brothers and sisters, let me encourage you. If you want your situation to change, don't run to anyone. Don't run to pastor. Don't run to church. Run to God. That's the only way, the only solution that you will get. When you kneel down, can I get a hallelujah? Can I get a hallelujah? The man, one of the man of God from Bangalore, he said, you see, when I prepare my sermon, I don't prepare from email. Can I get a hallelujah? I don't get it from email. My sermon, my topic, my preaching will not come from email, but it'll come from knee mail. Can I get a hallelujah? Can I get a hallelujah? You'll kneel down and you look at God, your situation will change. So my father started smoking drugs for 17 years. He was injecting drugs for 17 years. You know, if a person is drugging smokes, mom alone working to support 7 of us. And she was working as a cleaner. And we stay in a small house surrounded by jungle. Nobody will come and see us. You know this world. When you have everything, everybody will come and see you. Can I get a hallelujah? When everything is gone, everybody will be disappear. When everybody disappear, God appear. Can I get a hallelujah? So we are alone all ourselves. No friends, no relative will come to our house because they are scared. When they come, we will ask money from them. Mom alone working as a cleaner, supporting 7 of us. You see, I didn't complete my education. No? I stopped schooling in the age of 14. After that, we could not study. Because there's so much of problem in the house. And I still remember the poverty was so great. Only once a year we will eat chicken. Once a year. Even on that festival day, mom has to borrow money from our neighbor and she will buy the chicken. Only once a year we will eat chicken. Because mom can't afford to give food to all of us. And the rental of the house was not paid almost 3 years. The water bill was not paid. The electric bill was not paid. So much of poverty. And my dad will come back every day and he will ask money from my mom. If my mom failed to give money, then he will beat my mom. Can I get a hallelujah? You see, this Indian community, they have this diploma. You know what diploma? Beating his wife. Can I get a hallelujah? Indians are good beating his wife. Please don't raise your hand on your wife. That's very, very wrong. But this is what my dad will do. Every time when she asks, when he asks money, my mom say, no, I don't have money. He will beat her. And every time when he lays his hand on her, she will be bleeding. She will be bleeding. You see, I love my mom so much till now. Even till now, I tell my wife, I said, wife, darling, my mom is first for my life. Of course, God. After God is my mom, then only you. Because that much of suffering she went through to brought us out. So much of suffering. She will be bleeding. You know how my dad will beat her? He will hold her hair with his hand. You know, tap pipe. She'll bring her face and put it on the tap a few times and she'll be bleeding nonstop. Because he's a gangster. Every day without fail. If he's in the prison, we're all happy. When he's out from the prison, every day we will cry. And I still remember, come brother, I still remember when I was the age of 10, I and my siblings were naked without clothes in the house. Many days. Why? My dad will sell all our clothes to buy drugs. So we were in the house with my siblings without clothes, naked, because we got no extra clothes to wear. That much of useless fellow, my dad. I hate him. One day I told my dad, I said, Dad, can I say something? He said, Seth, what's that, son? I looked at his face and I said, I hate you. I hate him the most. Every day there will be cries and there will be screaming and shouting in the house. And I know my mom will run to the altar and cry to all the gods that we are worshipping. She will cry, beating her heart, her belly. She will cry and say, God, please help us. Please change our situation. Nothing happened. Nothing happened. Nobody came. See, that time when we were schooling, we have to come back to have our lunch. Because mom will never give money to have lunch in the canteen, in the school canteen. So we have to walk 20 to 25 minutes from our school back home. When we come back, mom will prepare food for us. Before she leaves to work, she will prepare food for us. And we only had one pot. Every day with that one pot, all my siblings will be waiting for rice. Mom has to cook rice with that one pot, only one pot we had. After cooking rice, she had to take all the rice, put in a plate. She has to wash the pot and make curry. Till then, everyone have to wait. Because only one pot left. Everything sold. Everything gone because of my dad. That much of poverty. That much of poverty. So one day we came back home, so hungry. We went to the kitchen and saw the rice was on the floor. And we do not know why. We do not know why. So we waited for mom to come back. She came back home and said, son, children, did you add your rice? And we say, no. And she asked why. We told her the rice is on the floor, Amma. She ran to the kitchen. When she saw the rice on the floor, she was crying and crying. Mom was crying. I was crying. The whole family was crying. And we asked Amma, what Amma? Why Amma you are crying? Why are you crying, Amma? She said, we only had one pot. Your dad came. He threw all the rice on the floor. He sold the pot to buy drugs. Wow. Many days we were crying and crying. No help came. My dear brothers and sisters, the only way out from your problem and from your situation is to look at God. Please, please and please look at God. When you look at God, you can face anything in your life.
When you look at God, you can forgive anybody. Why we are struggling to forgive siblings, relative, friends, wife, husband? Why? Because we are not looking at God, we are looking at the situation. When you look at the situation, things will never change. We will remain and remain for a long time. Everybody was crying. There was nobody to comfort us. No one. Evening, night came. Dad came back. He was on drugs so high, so he came back home. When my mom saw him, she was very angry. She went to him. She tear his t-shirt. She packed his clothes, threw it outside and said, "I'm not going to live with you anymore. Past 17 years I'm suffering with you. But I cannot take it anymore, because even your children's rise, you're not care. You're only thinking about your own drugs. Leave this house." She chased him out. Everybody was crying. Sisters are crying. Everybody is crying. This is what my dad is. We tried all ways, my brothers and sisters. Every way that we could, we tried. Nobody can change him. In this world, the only way is the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no other ways. There is no other ways to change your situation. The only way is the Lord Jesus Christ. This is how my dad was. Do you think this man can change? He can't change. He will never change. But nothing is impossible for my God. Can I get a hallelujah? Come on, hallelujah. It's impossible for us. It's impossible for him. It is impossible for him. It is impossible for us. But it is not impossible for God. Because God changed every impossible thing into possible. Can I get a hallelujah? The man was visiting prison for 17 years. The man was injecting drugs for 17 years. The same man was torturing the family. The same man was giving so much of problem to his family. Now the same man is pastoring a church more than 25 years. Can I give a clap offering unto the Lord? Come on. Hallelujah. God transformed his life. God transformed his life. Amen. Don't look at your situation. Look at God. The question is, how this man transformed. As we read in the book of Acts chapter 3, this man was carried to the temple. And they put him in the beautiful gate. Nothing beautiful in his life. He was sitting in the temple looking at people. "You will never get up and walk. What happened to my dad?" When my mom chased him out from the house, after third day he came back. You see, my sisters love my dad. Because of my sisters, my mom said, "Okay, bring him in." He came. As I mentioned just now, we had a lot of pictures, idols. We also had the picture of Jesus Christ. One day, in the night, about 12 o'clock, everyone was sleeping. My dad went to the picture of Jesus Christ. We do not know about Jesus Christ at all. My dad went to his picture. He kneeled down and cried to the Lord Jesus and said, "Lord, I'm looking at you. Please change my situation." He has never done like this before. The first time in his life, he kneeled down. I don't know what made him like that. I don't know what really, you know, spoke to him. I don't know. But he went and looked at the picture, kneeled down and crying, say, "God, Jesus, please change my life." Second day, 12 o'clock midnight, he'll kneel down and look at God. Third day, 12 o'clock midnight, he was kneeled down looking at God, and God started to look at him. Can I get a hallelujah? Come on, can I get a hallelujah? Amen. Things change. Things. After that, a Chinese man came and introduced the Lord Jesus to my mom. And mom said, "We have tried everything. Everything is not working.
Let us try this Lord Jesus Christ. This is how we got saved. He said, she said, let us try him as well. We tried him. Things changed. The entire situation changed. My mom is happy now. All our siblings married. And we are blessed. 6 of us in the ministry. My dad is ministering. Everyone, my uncle is a pastor. Everyone in the ministry. Why this transformation? Why these changes came? Because we looked at God. That day we learned something. That day we learned something that we have to look at God, not look at anything. Not man, not situation. Do you believe that God, or do you believe that all these empty chairs, we will see souls? Do you believe that? Yeah. How to do it, Pastor? Very simple. Look at God. Pray and pray and pray, my brothers and sisters. Prayer is the key. Nothing else. Kneel down, get together and pray. Kneel down, get together and pray. That's the only key you will see. Souls will come into the sanctuary of God. Look at God. Look at Him. Don't look at your situation, but look at God. You see, if we read Matthew chapter 14, verse 22, I guess. One day Jesus was walking on the water. The disciples on the boat, when they saw him, they terrified, thinking a ghost is coming.
Hallelujah.
And Jesus said, it's not ghost, it is me.
Amen.
And Peter immediately said, if you are God, if you are the Lord Jesus, let me walk on the water.
Amen.
You see, our God is a good God. Amen. Immediately he said, come. Wow, what awesome. Wonderful. Now Peter start walking on the water. Jesus is there. Please look carefully. Jesus is there. Now Peter is start walking on the water because his eyes is on the Lord Jesus. Suddenly wind came.
Hallelujah.
Suddenly storm came. Bible say, if you read that word carefully, Bible say, he was looking at the wind and the storm. Can I get a hallelujah? Meaning, he diverted his look to somewhere else. He was looking somewhere else. He was looking at the wind and the storm. When he was looking to the wind and storm, Bible say, immediately he's going into the water. What do we learn from this? When we look at God, when you fix your eyes on God, you will walk on the water. Can I get a hallelujah? But when you turn your look somewhere else, when you look at your situation, when you look at your obstacles, when you look at your problem, immediately you will drown. When you look at God, situation will change. When you look at God, things will change. Can I get a hallelujah? Can I get a hallelujah? Say, I was in the verge of committing suicide. After the whole family got saved, I was not saved because I was involved with friends. And because of friends, I was caught by the police. And I was on drugs. And I hate this life. And I told myself, I'm not going to live anymore. I was in Singapore border. I was selling drugs on the street. I was supplying drugs. And I say, God, that's it. I will die. I was on the verge of committing suicide. God is so great. God is so great. God gave me a chance. In the street, I still remember one day in the street, I wanted to cross the big highway and get knocked by the car and die. That was the plan. I was in the street one day in the afternoon, 12 o'clock, hot sun. As I was standing there, a voice came from above. And the voice said, my son, give me your life. That one word came into my heart. And I was crying for 1 week. Day, night, afternoon, every time I'll be crying and crying and crying. That one word, give me your life. You see, what does he mean looking at God? Give your life to God. Surrender your life to God. Commit all your plans to him. Everything, A to Z, you say, God, it is not I, but I want you to control my life. Holy Spirit, I want you to take charge over my lives. Can I get a hallelujah? Don't look at your problem. Don't look at your situation. Look at God. He will change your situation. Come on, brothers and sisters. Our God, our Redeemer lives. We have to identify His power. Unfortunately, in the church we are worshiping, we are listening to God's message, but still we are struggling to identify His power. We still do not know about His power. We still do not know about His heart. This is what is happening in our community. Can I get a hallelujah? Look at God. See, I came here with a great expectation. Now I was praying in my room. I said, God, you must do something for this ministry. I was praying and crying to God. I don't belong here. But this is how I do ministry. This is how I do ministry. When I go to some churches, I always believe that church belongs to me. I always believe that ministry belongs to me. That makes me to cry. That makes me to pray with all my heart for that ministry. And this is what the Lord told me when I was praying. He said, son, go and tell my people that I'm going to transform this situation. That I'm going to transform this ministry. Where these people, this church will see many souls in their sanctuary. Can I get a hallelujah? And God said, I'm ready to do all this. In order for me to do this, I want my people to look at me. Can I get a hallelujah? Look at God. You will see a great light. You will see a great light. Whenever we look at God, darkness will flee away. Light will come. Light will come. Amen. If God can change my dad, I know God can change anything. If God can change the water into wine, if God can bring out Lazarus, hallelujah, then God can do anything. Then we have to fix our eyes on God. So this man was sitting in the gate, beautiful gate, nothing happening. Bible say, now a man was lame from birth, was being carried to the temple called Beautiful, where he was put every day to beg from people going into the temple court. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money, sitting in the church but looking at people. Peter looked straight at him, as did John. Then Peter said, looked at us. You see, my topic is not to look at Peter. My topic is to look at God. But Peter is giving an indirect message to the lame man. You know that? So Peter is saying, look at me. So this man, when he heard Peter say, look at me, he thought, oh, today I'm going to receive a big blessing. Hallelujah. Because Peter said, look at me. So he was looking at Peter, expecting a great blessing, expecting a great breakthrough. When he looked at him like that, Peter replied, silver or gold, I don't have. Hallelujah. Meaning, Peter is saying, I got nothing to give you. Then this man is wondering, then why you want me to look at you? Hallelujah. Because Peter is giving an indirect message to the man, if you look at me, you will get nothing. Can I get a hallelujah? What interpretation. Peter is giving a message to the man, if you look at me, nothing will happen. Silver or gold, I don't have. And this man is thinking, no, so what now? Then he said, in Jesus' name, in the name of the Lord Jesus, rise up and walk. Hallelujah. When he heard the name of the Lord, just now you were singing a song, a name above all name, a victory, name that gives us victory, name that resurrected us. Can I get a hallelujah? When he heard the name of the Lord Jesus, immediately a power came into his body, and Bible say he was start walking, jumping. Can I get a hallelujah? Because he knows, this man knew, oh, if I look at man, nothing will happen. If I look at Peter, nothing will happen. If I look at Pastor Sam, nothing will happen. If I look at Pastor Sanjay, nothing will happen. But when I fix my eyes on God, whatever is not happening, everything will happen into my life. Come on. The man will start walking and jumping. All this while nothing happened to him because he fixed his eyes on people. And he realized that I need to focus my eyes on God. Changes came. If you want this change, this ministry, this church to change, we have to change first. Hallelujah. Our attitude needs to change. Our behavior needs to change. Whatever things which is in here, which is not pleasing God, we have to root it out. We have to bring it out. You see, God only will help you to overcome. But you have to do what you're supposed to do. Can I get a hallelujah? When you root it out, when you say, I'm going to pluck this out away, when I'm going to take this away, then you will see the help will come. Then you will see grace will come for you to overcome all this temptation, all that attitude, all the sins that we are facing day and night. See, I'm preaching with that great excitement. You know why? Because I know what is going to happen for this ministry. I know what is going to happen. Let me prophesy. God is going to transform. God is going to transform this ministry. And God is saying this ministry hereafter will not do the way that you plan. This ministry will not go on the way that you wanted. But God is saying this ministry will do what He wants us to do for this ministry. Can I get a hallelujah? And God wants all of us to tap on it. Tap on His plans, His ways, His anointing. You will see church will grow. My dear brothers and sisters, this is not the will of God for small numbers. No. Please believe that you can do it. All of you can do it. God is saying, I'm depending on you. I'm depending on all of you. Why God is depending on us? Because He knows we can do it. Because He knows we carry the power of God in us. Because He knows we have the great anointing in us. He knows the anointing that you and I carry will break the yoke of the enemy. Can I get a hallelujah? He said He will transform. God said He will transform. And it will happen. From today onwards, day and night, spend time in prayer. As I say, the first day when I preach, I said, prayer is not asking blessing. That's not prayer. Prayer is giving back, my brothers and sisters. We don't get it. Prayer means we give back. Whatever we receive, we give back. When you give back, God will multiply and give back to us again. Can I get a hallelujah? Meaning your ministry, give to God. Your church, give it to God. Your family, give it to God. If your husband is not changing, give your husband to God. If your wife is in problem, give her to God. God will transform their lives. Can I get a hallelujah? The man that could not walk from his birth, now he's jumping, walking, dancing because he looked at God. The book of Acts chapter 2 verse 21 says, those who look at God, they will be safe. The book of Psalms chapter 34 verse 5 says, those who look at God, their faces will shine in glory. Can I get hallelujah? Because God will never and never and never put them to shame. Can I get a hallelujah? How many of you are ready? Can I ask you again? Are you ready to look at God? Are you ready to look at God? We need more souls. If it is the will of God, if I come next year, I want to see a great change in this ministry. It will happen. Before I came, I was praying for Pastor Sam. This is what I will do. Before I go to any country, I will pray for them. After going to the country, every day without fail, I will pray for the pastor, I will pray for the country, and I will pray for the church. And I know God is going to bring the great transformation. In God, for God to do so, it is all in our hands now. You need to understand. If you delay because it's not God, it's because of us. Because we are not doing what He's supposed to do. So it will delay again. Then God has to send another prophet to speak to you. This is what is happening in the churches. But when we tap on it, when we listen, when we practice on it, great things will change. You see, this man, he has this great excitement when you worship. I was so encouraged when I see Pastor Sam. Hallelujah. And God is watching you day and night, my brother. He knows our heart. He searches deeper things in our heart. So brothers and sisters, look at God. Let us all stand. Let us all stand. Let us all stand. Holy Spirit, can we sing that song, Majesty? I got 3 minutes to finish. Majesty, we're going to worship that God, that all honor, all glory belongs to Him. And you know, my brothers and sisters, when you worship God, you don't need a song leader to teach you how to worship God. You don't need anyone to tell you to open your mouth or raise your hand. We don't need to, my brothers and sisters. Worship the Lord with all your heart. Are we ready? Majesty.
Majesty.
That's right.
Worshiping Majesty.
Glory, Lord. Thank you, God.
Unto Jesus.
Spoke to us to look at you. Meaning, when we look at you, things is going to happen. Before the blessing comes, this instruction was given to us, my brothers and sisters. Why God is asking us to look at God? Because He said, I'm ready to bless you. I'm ready to make you prosper. I'm ready to lift you up. I'm ready to change your situation. So look at me. Thank you again. Thank you again. Let your name be glorified, God. Bless this ministry, this church, and this people. Help us to look at you all the time. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Thank you. Let us give a clap offering unto the Lord. Please be seated. See, I got my CDs here. My own songs, but it's all in Tamil. All in Tamil. I got volume 1 and volume 2. And from this volume 2, I got one song says that, Lord, please give me a chance. I want to repent. When this song was played in Bangalore, one of the men, he do not know about Christ. When he heard that song, God appeared to him. He came running to the church And he gave his life to the Lord. And he is one of the church members in Bangalore. So there was so much of power. You don't see so much of a Western kind of music maybe. There is little bit. But you can buy this one. Or you can use this as evangelist tools for evangelism to bless another one, your friend, anyone. Sometimes we can't open mouth to speak to them. We're struggling. So you don't have to open your mouth. Open this CD and give it to them. The CD will speak to them. I got volume 1 and volume 2. You can buy one for you and for your friends as well. I do not know how much, whatever that you can. Bless this ministry. Thank you, brothers, Pastor Sam. God bless you and thank you.
God, hallelujah. Bless God with a song.